Paddy, warmest commiserations, man, but your warmest congratulations, well, there's always a double-edged sword. Best side all year, and have really established the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles as a, not only a fantastic brand, but really part of the fabric of country life.
Yeah, thanks, Wixie. Yeah, I think that's what we aim to do, and that's what we'll continue to do. It's a process that we're just at the beginning of, funnily enough. Not at all finished. It doesn't finish tonight. We'll continue to support the country and try to bring them up in the rugby stake holders kind of area, try to make them feel like they're appreciated as much as they should be. They're a great part of our rugby community, and we want them to feel very appreciated.
Yeah, had a stormer of a game tonight, got the black hat, which is what it's all about at the Eagles, but yeah, the Perth Spirit played like a super rugby team and really controlled everything from the breakdown to the scrummaging, and also of course you know, they were fantastic and all the other set piece stuff as well.
Yeah, I think they beat us. They beat us in the areas that matter in finals, and that's defence and set piece. So fair play to them. They played really well. They scored some opportunistic tries off the back of some great defence, which doesn't take away from how well they played. That's just what good pressure defence does to teams.
It's not the end of what has been a really long year for yourself. Of course, we're talking to you up there at the New England Mutual National Rugby Camp, and you had some really tough times as you were going from a 10-15 minute player at the World Towers into being a 60-80 minute player, but coming out of that 3 week break for the test, you're on fire and you've been fantastic ever since.
Yeah, no, I've had an enjoyable year. I've really enjoyed my rugby. Being part of the Eagles has probably been one of the best parts of that, and fortunately for me, I've got at least three more games with the Barbars, so go over there and enjoy that for the next couple of weeks. Leave next Saturday, and yeah, it's going to be good.
And tell us a little bit about the Soju, and you've got to play against Fiji, and also you're heading to Romania or the Czech Republic?
Yeah, heading to us. So we've got first game against Africa at Wembley on first weekend of November, and middle of the next week we play against Romania in the Czech Republic, and then the following Saturday we've got Fiji in Belfast, so it's a good tour.
It's one of those things. Not many people get the chance to play for the Wallabies like you do, but geez, not too many rugby players get to play at Wembley. It must be an opportunity you must be licking your lips about, but also to play with all these fantastic players around the world, but also play with some great mates such as Cliff Palu and Will Skelton.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'm really glad Cliff is in the team. I'd play with him every game if I could. He's one of my favourite blokes to play with, and Willie's very, very similar to that. I'm enjoying it. I'll be thinking about it more this week, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that, because you've done a sensational job not only as a player but also promoting the game, and it's an incredibly long year, but it's one of those things where hopefully you really enjoy the Barbarians concept, make a whole lot of new mates, play some great rugby, and hopefully find your way into the Grand Slam Tour.